We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant for the Monday, January 28th edition of Roy Williams Live. Thanks so much for being here. Have a great crowd here in the restaurant. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for listening out there, wherever you may be tonight. A little bit of a different show tonight. Carolina, of course, on the road tomorrow night in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. So we have a little bit of an abbreviated version of the show here live in the restaurant. Coach is going to be here until about 7:35 or so, right around that time period. Then everybody else listening on the Tar Heel Sports Network, you'll hear an interview with Nasir Little, the talented Tar Heel rookie. Had a chance to sit down with Nasir. He sat down with Adam Lucas and myself for the Carolina Insider podcast. Had a long talk with Nasir. Think you'll enjoy that for the final 15 minutes or so of the show. But that means we better get in a bunch of good stuff right now. So we are going to get to your questions soon, and you can get them in 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. I'm going to talk to Coach about the first 5 or 6 minutes, take a break, and then it's nothing but your questions the rest of the show after that. Coach, good to see you again, first of all. And thank Carolina you. Hadn't played in a while. Since last Monday, that 103-82 victory over Virginia Tech. We, of course, talked to Coach Davis about that win in depth last week on the day after that game. But a long in-season break, what has kind of been the focus for you and your team over this now almost 8-day stretch?
Well, a little bit of two things. One for the team is a little more rest than anything. I've been gone recruiting. You asked me the schedule, and I told you, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Georgia, Minnesota. How about this? Landed in Minnesota yesterday morning, minus 11. And the young lady said, well, are you getting out pretty soon? I said, yeah. She said, well, good, because about 3 o'clock it's really going to get cold. So I've been recruiting most of the time. We gave the team off. We practiced, I don't even remember, Tuesday or Wednesday, or both, and then gave them Tuesday off, practice Wednesday. Thursday was off, Friday was shooting, Saturday was off, and then practice yesterday and practice today. And And as we speak, the bus is pulling out of the Smith Center right now to go to the airport. But the kids had some good rest time, and we need it because we had so many little aches and pains.
Coach, I did want to mention, and like we said, we did talk to Coach Davis at length, of course, about the Virginia Tech game last week. But that was one of your more impressive performances of the season against the Hokies. What were some of your takeaways from that big win?
Well, it's just so crazy. I mean, everybody thinks I'm an idiot, but I always say everything looks so much better when the ball goes in the basket. So the first 8 or 10 minutes, we're 1 for 12 from three-point line. It wasn't very good. And then we make 14 of our next 18 from three-point line. That looked really good. You know, so it's a pretty easy deal. But we were a little better defensively than we had been and had a great stretch run. At the end of the first half, the last 8 or 10 minutes, I don't know what it was, but it was fantastic basketball. The ball was going in the basket. Our guys were really enthusiastic, jumping around, and they were really having fun out there, and that's the kind you like.
One of the big performances in that game was Kobe White, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. Kobe named today as the co-rookie of the week in the ACC. And, Coach, in ACC play, Kobe is leading Carolina in points, assists, and steals. He's fourth on your team in rebounding in conference play. What has allowed his level to elevate here as you've entered ACC action?
Well, more experience is always good. He's been a good practice player. He's tried to get better every single day. He listens, tries to do what we ask him to do. He has great gifts, and he puts those to use. He's gotten taller, and that's a little inside joke. He kept telling me he was 6'5". We measured him. He was 6'4½". So I said, "You're not 6'5". And I told him I'd call him 6'5" when he won the Defensive Player of the Game Award 3 times. So he's won it 4 times now. So now I'm calling him 6'5". So he's grown since the season started. But, no, just a lot of attention to what he's trying to do every day in practice. He's a great kid, a very coachable kid, and just wants to get better.
Coach Nasir Little continued kind of his uptick in play as well. Maybe his best performance of the season, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal in that game against Virginia Tech, and looked very comfortable on the floor.
Yeah, he's getting better and better, and he's understood the mistakes he's making. He's trying to get better on the defensive end of the floor. What are we now? 15 and 4. So 19 games. The first 16 games, he was never even, much less plus, in the defensive grading. Mm-hmm. In the last 3 games, he's been even, and 2 other times has got it 2-1, which means he qualifies for being the defensive player of the game. So a drastic and dramatic improvement there. The other night, 2 of his jump shots went in, and he really liked that. But the last 3 games, when I read out the player, the defensive grades, he got really excited because he wants to be better. And he's just getting a little bit better and a little bit better, and he's going to be a heck of a player, and hopefully it'll be in my lifetime.
Nasir also getting to the free throw line a fair amount. He's taken 15 free throws in the last 2 games. Has a Carolina high 26 free throw attempts in ACC play. Good free throw shooter, so it would benefit him, of course, to get there as much as he can. All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back. Nothing but your questions for the head coach of the Heels the rest of the way. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Give your question to Casey. He'll send it to us. You can also shoot me a tweet, and I've already gotten some. Once the show started, we'll get to those when we return. A little bit of an abbreviated live version of Roy Williams Live tonight, coming your way from Top of the Hill and Learfield.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
My name is Sammy Culbertson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Live coming your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant. We'll be here live till about 7:35 tonight. Then you'll hear a Nasir Little interview after that. Coach got to go meet the team at the airport, head down to Atlanta, and the matchup with Georgia Tech tomorrow night. Alumni Hall giveaway doing a little earlier in the show. You should have received a ticket here at Top of the Hill, and we're giving away this Carolina pennant today. We're going to grab the ticket during the next commercial break. So find your ticket, get your number. We're going to pull it out. If you don't win, no problem. Just head down the road. Alumni Hall right here on Franklin Street. You can also shop online at alumnihall.com. Polls out today. Carolina number 9 in the AP, 10 in the coaches poll. Tennessee, the still number one, Duke 2, Virginia 3, Virginia Tech 12, Louisville 15, NC State 23, Florida State 25, Syracuse receiving votes. So a bunch of ACC teams in the mix. Also, previous opponents, Gonzaga comes in at 4, Michigan 5, Kentucky number 7, and two teams receiving votes that the Tar Heels played, also Wofford and Davidson, both receiving votes in the AP poll this week. All right, let's get to some questions. As we said, we're going to try to get to these. Coach, only here about 30 minutes tonight. All right, Coach, this one came from Danville, Virginia. John called in and wanted to know your thoughts on the possession arrow versus the jump ball on a tie-up. Would you rather see it go back to the jump ball, or are you okay with the possession arrow?
I'm okay with what it is, but I would really like to see the tie-up.
Right. Yeah, there's somebody back in the studio.
Okay, tell them to be quiet. Okay. But we played Kentucky in the Elite Eight game, I guess it was, and we got the jump ball to start a game, and that was the most important play of the game.
Yep.
Because at the end, when Luke May got on the floor and got the loose ball, it was a jump ball, and it was ours. And so it is extremely important, that first one, but I can go either way.
Another call in, this one from Charlotte. Daryl called in, wanted to know your thoughts on how Leaky Black is progressing, and he said he really thought Leaky gave you a boost in the game against Virginia Tech.
Leaky's doing well. He's been hurt a little quite a bit. He's got tremendous painful tendonitis in his knee, patella tendonitis. It's been really painful for him, and I think if we can ever get him through that, I think he'll start improving even quicker, but he's going to be a big-time player for us.
Robert's here with us into the restaurant right over here. Coach, to our right, wanted to know your thoughts on team defense so far as it relates to the high ball screens that so many teams are setting, not just against you guys, but just in basketball in general.
Well, you know, we're getting better and better at it. I hate that part of the game. It's all the game looks like, and so that's the reason we don't set very many, because I want to be different. I like Golden State Warriors. They have 5 guys move the ball and move themselves. But we're getting better at it. You can cover it several different ways. Regular is the choice that we choose. That means you're hard hedging on the screen, and the guy who's being screened goes over the screen under his teammate. But we can switch it. We can double team it. And we've even had a little bit in there and tried to do it in maybe the Notre Dame game, we tried to squeeze and go under for a few times. But it's a difficult play because the ball handler is so good with the basketball. He can split the double team. He can split the screener and the guy guarding the screener. It's really hard to do. But we work on it probably – no, not probably. We work on it more defensively than any other part of the game.
Let's get to our Cruisers question of the night, brought to you by Cruisers. Winner's going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Tell you, I'm making a late change here, Coach. I was going to go for one on Twitter, but we have, is Britt Huggins here with us? And there's Britt back over there. All right, Britt sent us this email. So he said he was going to be here with his mom and dad here tonight, sent in this question. So, Britt, hey, $25 coming your way from Cruisers Convenience
That's right.
Marketplace. Britt wanted to know, Coach, your relationship with Mac Brown. Have you interacted much with Coach Brown since his return? And are you excited about his fit with the Carolina football program?
Yeah, I haven't spent very much time with him. I saw him the night before the press conference, and I went to the press conference, and he met the coaches that morning. But our paths have crossed a little bit since then, but he's been a little busy, and so have I. And that's one thing that we both understand. And I think it's been great for our fans. There's so much excitement, the positive feelings around. And, again, I'll go back and say I loved Larry Fedora. We had a great relationship and the whole bit, but it is. Yeah, and you should clap. I mean, he gave us seven years and worked his tail off. But there's some excitement around North Carolina football right now. And Mac and I were together here. I think he was hired in like December 100 years ago. And I stayed until July, and that's when I left and went to Kansas as a head coach. And so we had a few months together, a few Rams Club stops together, and he would always like to ride with me because I could sneak out the back door and drive faster than anybody else. And so we've had a good relationship. Then 2005, they're getting ready to play for the national championship, and I called him that day and wished him good luck. And thankfully, later that year, he called me the day of the national championship and wished me good luck as well. So he's been a good friend for a long time.
Britt, thank you for your question. We'll come get your info, get $25 to Cruisers for our Cruisers question of the night. We're going to take a timeout, get to a bunch more questions, and we can get some more in as well. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or send me a tweet at JonesAngel, Angel 2Ls at the end. More to do when we come back from Top of the Hill and Roy Williams live from Learfield.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant downtown at Chapel Hill. As we said, a little bit of an abbreviated version tonight. We'll be here with Coach till 7:35. Then if you're listening out there on the Tar Heel Sports Network, you hear a Nasir Little interview after that. More questions coming. I just felt like definitely needed to mention a couple things around Carolina athletics. Most notably, of course, Carolina women's basketball getting that 78-73 win over number one Notre Dame yesterday in Carmichael. Third all-time win for the Carolina women's program against a number one ranked team, and the first win for an unranked team against the number one ranked team in women's basketball in 198 tries. So quite a win for the Tar Heels in that one.
Say 198 years.
Not quite that long. Paris Key was named ACC Player of the Week. She had, in the first game last week against Virginia Tech, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Followed that up with a season-high 30 points and 10 assists against Notre Dame yesterday. She is only the fourth Division I player in the last 20 years to have a 30-point, 10-assist game against a ranked opponent. So certainly a terrific individual performance and a terrific win for Carolina women's basketball yesterday against Notre Dame. Coach, let's get to some more questions, and we'll go back to Twitter. This one comes from Alex Thompson. Alex said, in your mind, how has Coby White's three-point shooting as a freshman stacked up against some other freshman guards that you've had during your career?
Wow. I hadn't thought of it like that. My guess is Coby's percentage is probably better than most of the other freshmen I had. My first year here was Raymond Felton's sophomore year, but Raymond's like 29%. And then the next year he led the league in three-point field goal percentage because he worked so hard at it. But I would say that just guessing that Kobe's is probably better than anybody else.
We have had a couple questions about Kendall Marshall, Coach. Also, Pat and Carborough called in asking about Kendall. Also, Kim Porter sent in an email question about Kendall and just what his role is now on your team after his graduation.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. He's a graduate now. That's the best thing. And Kendall's doing some things. He's working. Yeah, you should clap. He's in school here 2 years and has been working on it during the offseason since then, but was the 13th player picked in the NBA draft after his sophomore year. During the preseason, or the first semester, I should say, Kendall could work with the guys because he was a student.
Right.
And now, since he's no longer a student, he can't. So he's doing a lot of things like tape study and doing things for me to get my computer edits in my bag that I would use on the airplane and those kind of things. And he wants to be a coach, and I think having him around is great for our club. And he can relate to the guys. He's closer to their generation.
Sure.
He's been successful. He was the best point guard in America. He was the 13th pick in the first round after his sophomore year. He's been where they want to be, and that experience is great for him, but he's also a great teacher. And one of the I'm very lucky. If I had to pick the five smartest players I've ever coached, two of them would be with me right now, and that'd be Sean May and Kendall Marshall. So that's pretty good, too.
Coach, a couple questions thought were two good ones from Austin Tilly. Sent this one in via Twitter. Austin's first question is, he feels like he's seen some more zone with the man-to-man principles from Carolina this year. Is that something you have practiced more than before, and will that continue?
Well, he hadn't seen it very often. We played it one game for several possessions, and the next game we played it one possession, and we haven't played it since.
Nope.
So it may just be bad man. What our man-to-man defense may look like a zone, but it's not supposed to be. But I think we played it a couple of possessions two or three games ago, and I can't even remember what game it was.
It was the game played
okay,
so much.
Yeah, we played it a good bit up there because we couldn't keep them out of the lane. But I think those are really the only two games that we've played it very often at all.
Austin's other question was, do you feel comfortable playing 9 to 10 players as you go longer into ACC play, or would you ideally see that number go down a little bit?
Oh, I can keep 8 or 9 people happy fairly easily. Once you get past that, it's difficult. But I'd rather have too many than not enough, so we're going to try to play them as much as we can.
Let's sneak in one more before we take a break. Jeff Stout wants to know, what exactly is the rule pertaining to the coaching box? He said it seems like coaches more and more are outside of that box or on the court, and are warnings issued to coaches if they step out of the box?
I have no idea because I've seen them out of the box every dadgum game, and I haven't seen a warning yet. So I haven't had a warning because I don't get out of it 99% of the time unless I'm screaming at a player for hustling back on defense or something. But, they enlarge the box, so I think we should. I think it should be mandatory. If you're out, tell them one time. If you're out again, it's a technical. It's the way I think it should be. It's an easy game. You know, there's a line, yep, and there's a horizontal line. If you're out of that, you're out of the box. So tell him and get his butt back in there and then or call the technical.
Yeah, every now and then we see those. We even see some coaches on the floor there in the backcourt.
Oh, I've seen a couple of guys playing defense. You know, that's not fair. That's not fair.
All right, we're going to take a break. I forgot to do the ticket for the alumni hall item in the last break. So for everybody here in the restaurant, we'll do that during this timeout. Back with more after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield.
What do customers think about Bojangles' Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles' Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey, Harbon, have you tried Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Coffee?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great for study breaks or for a little pick-me-up during the day. Come try it at Chick-fil-A University Place.
Hold on. Isn't that where they have college night every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Come buy a large fry and a large beverage.
And get a free original sandwich or an 8-count nugget for free.
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said it free.
Also, if you want to tailgate, we got you covered.
Swing by and order a large nugget tray today.
Don't forget your gallon of sweet tea.
Thanks for being with us tonight at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, talking to the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. Quick reminder, if you're here with us in the restaurant, we have one more commercial break. The coach is still going to be here, so if you want a picture, we need to do it during this next commercial break, because once he's out the door, obviously he's got somewhere to be. Go meet the team. Don't want to make them late. Don't want to make him late. So if you want a picture here in the restaurant, let's do it during the next commercial break. Coach, let's get to a few more questions here. This one we asked last week from Kim, who sent it in to Coach Davis, but I wanted to ask you as well, so I kept it in here. She mentioned how well Brandon Robinson has been playing as of late and wanted to know what you attribute some of his improvement to here over the last couple of weeks.
Maturation, there's no question about that. He's more experienced. He's gotten better. He's practiced 100 times for 2 years in a row. We've practiced 75 today, so he's concentrated and tried to do a better job. The last two shots he's missed, he rushed both of them, and during a stretch there, he made 5 out of 7 from three or something like that, and every one of them were good shots, and he understood. And I said, what was wrong with that shot? And he said, I rushed it. So just the experience is the biggest thing, but B-Rob hadn't gained much weight since he got here. He's not a physically imposing guy, but he has done some good things. And we've got to go down to Tech and play. The last time we were down there, we stunk it up. It was one of the worst games I've ever had a team play. And so I even showed it to you. I've got the box score in my back pocket. It's sad looking. So we're trying to concentrate on going down there and playing in his hometown. He's got a bunch of friends and family are going to be at the game. So B-Rob needs our team to play, and he needs to play a lot better too.
Coach Katie sent this one in via email. Wanted to know if you ever pictured yourself as being Carolina's head coach. When you attended Carolina, maybe when you were just starting your coaching career, was that ever a goal or something you saw yourself achieve?
No, people don't believe this, but no, I never did. I wanted to be like my high school coach. That's what I wanted to be. And then after 5 years of high school coaching, Coach Smith asked me to come back to be the part-time assistant. And at that point, I was very pleased with what I was doing. I would have been coach's assistant for 30 years. And if Coach Guthridge or Eddie Fogler had been head coach, I would have been their assistant. And I would have been very happy to do that. And then all of a sudden, I was the head coach at Kansas and still didn't think about it until 2000, I guess, when they asked me to come back.
A question, Coach, and one of several people who have asked this question, Davidson, and wonder about Sterling Manley and just how Sterling is doing and if you guys have a hard timetable on his stride. I know we've talked about that some over the last couple of weeks.
Well, I think he's pacing himself to be a jockey. So I think that's his next life is what he's going to be. But he's getting a little more work in and a little more work, and we're hopefully being able to push him a little bit maybe next week and see what happens after that.
Coach, you were asked an interesting question after the Virginia Tech game about which team you thought was kind of your true team, if it was the Gonzaga performance, the Virginia Tech performance, or if it was more the Louisville performance or a Michigan performance, that kind of thing. And we had a similar question from Chinta, who sent this in and wanted to know, after that Virginia Tech game, based on your knowledge of the team, do you feel like that is kind of your true team that you have, the one that showed up against the Hokies?
Well, the way you phrase the question, are they my team? Are they my team when we win? You know, when we lose, they're Coach Robinson and Coach Davis and those guys, you know, that kind of thing. But no, they're our team. That's who they are. What you see is what you get. They're not as tough as I would want them to be. They're not as good defensively as I want them to be. We turn it over too much. When we make jump shots or when we rebound the crap out of the basketball, we've got a really good chance against almost anybody. But, I mean, seriously, today was practice number 75, and that doesn't count the amount of work we did this summer getting ready to go to Nassau and those kind of things. I mean, they're my team. That's who we are. You know, you're my radio announcer. I might have tried to trade you, but I haven't done it yet. So, you know, there's no trade wire or anything in the NCAA. But no, it's a unique blend. It may be the nicest group of kids I've ever coached, but I'd like them to be a little meaner on game night, you know, a little bit like that. So, but that's who they are.
We have one more, if she's still here, that I was going to get to. Lauren, is Lauren here? Sent a question in. Oh, there's Lauren right over here. Thought we'd have a little bit of fun with our last question from Lauren.
Okay.
She said, if, and then in parentheses, when the Tar Heels beat Duke into the Smith Center, will you come and guest lecture her class after the Tar Heels get that big win?
What class is it? Yeah, that's right down my alley, honey. We beat Duke at home. You remind me, I'll come by and see your class. I promise you.
All right, let's take our last.
I thought she was going to ask something about my shoes or something.
Let's take our last break, come back, and we'll get Coach's thoughts on Georgia Tech. Heels heading down there, of course, to face the Jackets tomorrow night. Roy Williams live from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
90 seconds left on the show. Again, a reminder, we'll be done live-wise when we go to this next commercial break. For you listening out there in Radio Land, you've got a Nasir Little interview coming soon that Nasir sat down with Adam Lucas and myself for the Carolina Insider Podcast. Carolina, Georgia Tech tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Had a question about the TV channel in case you're wanting to watch. I know you're just going to be listening on the radio, but if you want to watch as well, it is on Fox Sports South here in the Triangle area. Fox Sports South, 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. And Coach, Georgia Tech really good defensively. Number 2 in the league in both field goal percentage defense and 3-point defense. They're top 10 in both those categories in the nation.
Yeah, they've got a good defensive club. They play some man-to-man, but the way they make their bread and butter is their matchup zone. And it morphs into a 2-3. You keep playing, it might be a man-to-man, but they really do a good job. I think Duke was 2-for-22 from three-point line against them. But they really do a nice job defensively. They got two guards that do a nice job for them. The big guy, Blanks. I mean, not Blanks, but Banks. Up front does a great job. They're also, I think, number one in there's three different categories in the league. They're number one. I forget which third one it is. But good basketball team. If you beat Syracuse at Syracuse by 13, you're pretty good.
Coach, thank you for your time. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night in Atlanta. And
Thank you guys very much.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We're going to head to break. Come back. You'll hear that Nasir Little interview for the rest of the show here on Roy Williams Live.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes last year in North Carolina were the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Show them it's not safe to call or text while driving. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Well, by popular demand, after he has pretty much crushed it on the radio every time this year that he has been on with us in postgame, we felt like we needed to have Nasir Little on the podcast, and he was nice enough to give us a few minutes today. Nasir, it's been a pretty good week or two for you. What have these last 7 to 10 days been like for you?
Everything's been going pretty well. I've just taken each day, you know, one day at a time, one step at a time, just focusing on getting better each and every day and trying to steadily improve.
Is that hard to do, to kind of keep that consistent approach when I know you want it all to come really quickly and everybody wants it to come really quickly? Is it hard to kind of stay the course a little bit and just kind of keep doing things on a consistent basis?
Not at all. I think that's what the misconception is. You know, I don't want things to come quickly. I mean, you know, if they do, they do. But, you know, I'm really a guy that trusts the process, and I know that and I understand that and I embrace that. You know, I think on the outside, for a lot of people looking in, you know, that's what they expect. But, you know, I know myself and I know my work ethic, and I know that, you know, as long as I stay faithful and just keep working, you know, things are going to turn out okay.
You said the other day after the Virginia Tech game that you felt like one thing that had helped some was paying less attention to all the social media stuff and the media things. What were you hearing from that you've now tuned out, and how has that helped?
Just, you know, a lot of comparisons. You know, the freshmen there, I do, you know, they're really great players. And they're, you know, they're having a great season. They're coming out really hot. But, you know, I think my situation is a little bit different. I have, you know, vets that are returning who are playing extremely well. And, you know, a coach who trusts the guys who have experience. And I know that I have things to learn and things to get better at. So, you know, I think that they see other guys, you know, coming out to a fast start, and they expect everybody to, you know, kind of excel at that pace. But I think everybody's journey is kind of different. And I tuned that out. You know, I wasn't really trying to, you know, meet anybody else's standards. I just knew what I had to do and just try to get better every day.
Now, Naz, obviously, I know it's going to surprise you when I say this, you're a lot younger than Adam and I are. So we don't have to deal with this as much as, or did not have to deal with this kind of growing up as much as you have. But with social media being such a big part of everybody's life, and you hear it all the time, and being as well-known as you are, I understand that people feel like they can just talk to you and talk at you. Do you ever just get that urge just to be like, man, shut up. I mean, just to go back at him, but you got to go, hey, you know what, let me pump the brakes here.
Yeah, you know, most definitely. You know, because the problem is people take it outside of the sports. You know, they start coming at you personally and then right. Start talking about you as a person, not just a basketball player at that point. And, you know, it's insulting. I don't think, you know, nobody deserves that, especially when you're playing a sport that's, you know, that you play for fun, that you love, you know, and then it's people that have probably never touched a basketball in their life, never played at a high level before, you know, and they, you know, they just feel like they have the right to come at you and insult you as a person. And we're human beings at the end of the day. I don't think you should treat other people like that.
Now, Adam and I don't know anything. We're ballers. You understand that, right?
Oh.
Why'd they look at me?
I was like,
believe him. I'm
yeah,
not sure
I was like, okay. Highly be skeptical. I mean, I don't know.
So I think at whatever age I might be, slightly yeah. older than you, I think doing what you just said would be difficult for me. Like, right. Even like sometimes people will tweet at me and be like, that article really sucked.
Sure.
That does happen from time to time.
Yeah.
Or like, you screwed up these words. Don't you know a noun and a verb or something like that?
Right.
It's hard for me not to go back at them and go, well, what have you written? How do you at 8, you haven't even turned 19 yet. You're 18.
Yeah.
How do you at 18 have the maturity not to just click that button that's right there in front of you and go right back at them?
I mean, I kind of been in the spotlight for a couple years, few years now. And one thing, you know, I kind of always taught myself was like, you know, at the same time as all the negative stuff I'm getting, I think I'm getting even more positive stuff. And I think, you know, in society, just how the world works, we focus on the bad so much. You know, you can have a great game, score 30 points. If you miss a layup, you're probably going to focus on, dang, I missed a layup, but you made like 10. So, you know, the way I live my life is just, you know, I could get 1,000 good comments and one bad comment, but that bad is going to hurt me more than
sure.
The 1,000 comments make me feel good. And I kind of wanted to change that perception of that and just make it more of, you know, don't get too high or too low, but, you know, acknowledge that a lot of people do support me, you know, even more than the people that, you know, you know, don't want to see me be successful or, you know, kind of excited when I'm going through a, you know, a tough time. You know, people that want to see that. There's people that support me through that and just kind of appreciate that more than the bad stuff.
Tell us a little bit about your background, about growing up, and just kind of how you got to this point.
You know, I started playing basketball. I think I played like my first YMCA league when I was about 7 or 8. You know, we played in a little 6-foot YMCA hoops. And, you know, I was dunking. And, you know, that's not something common.
Wait, so. You were dunking at like 7 years old?
Yeah, on the
6-foot hoop.
On the 6-foot hoop.
Well, that's still impressive. I mean, I couldn't do it today on a 6-foot hoop.
Because the relativity to the height is like, you know, so I was probably like 4'6 or 4'7 at the time. So it was like me to come down there and dunking. And so that's when the whole where's his birth certificate thing started. And then, you know, I'm a military family, so we moved around. We had moved to England, and you know, they don't really play basketball like that over there. So I had to play up, and I was like about 10, playing with like 13-year-olds. So I was smaller. That's where I think I kind of got like some of my ball skills from, like, you know, a little bit more touch and able to do different types of things with the ball. Moved back to Florida. You know, my 5th grade year. I didn't really play basketball like that. And then I moved to Jacksonville. And then my mom just kind of put me in this, like, basketball camp. Before that, I didn't really know how to shoot. So, you know, I just was watching YouTube videos, and I was asking my dad to teach me what he knew about it. And I would literally, like, you know, ride my bike to the gym at, like, 9 in the morning and then stay there until 9 at night every day of the summer. I'm just trying to get better and better. And then my mom put me, like, this little – so high school camp, like the little summer camp things. And, you know, I just played in that. I did pretty good. And then I just wanted to get better, man. I've been a perfectionist my whole life. So everything I do, I want to be as good as I can. And then going into 7th grade year, I was about 5'10". And, you know, I was just playing one day, and I got my first pair of like actual basketball shoes. And I just felt athletic, so I just tried to dunk, and I got hung. But the fact that I got hung was like, okay, I'm there. So then I went home. I did like 500 calf raises. I was like, I'm a dunk. And then the next day I went to the gym, and then I dunked, right? And I was by myself. And then my best friend Tommy, you know, RIP, but best friend Tommy, he comes in the gym. And I was like, Tommy, I can dunk, bro, I can dunk. He's like, bro, you lying? Let me see. I was like, all right, got you. And he got the phone out, and then I just, like, dribbled up the court all the way full court, did a rim grazer. And then, you know, ever since then, that's when I started dunking. I haven't done a fast break layup since that moment. And then, you know, I played in middle school, then going in high school, went to Oak Leaf High School my freshman and sophomore year. I played pretty well, started as a freshman, did well, and then I started to get better. You know, I just felt like there was a different type of level that I could take it to. I just needed the kind of right kind of guidance and right kind of work to get to where I could go. So I moved to Orlando in order to be able to work out with my trainer, Dale Harden. Mm-hmm. And that's when my life kind of just changed completely. You know, we were up every morning, 5 a.m. On the court. I would work out 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., then go. Right after that, go lift weights. Then right after that, go to school, have practice, then go work out after school, then go do homework. So, like, I just had the same work ethic throughout the last couple of years of high school that just kind of transformed my life. And, you know, that I think those kind of workouts is why I'm at North Carolina today. I don't think I'd be here without that.
That's a big boom for calf raises right there, by the way. Nasir goes, couldn't quite dunk, does the calf raises, he's dunking the next day. That's how it all works.
I mean, it's a factor. I was at the gym 10 hours before I tried to dunk. But I wasn't thinking about that.
How do you think the fact that you've got some military influence in your family, how do you think that impacted the Nas that we see today?
I don't think it impacts me as much as people think. It's just kind of like, you know, people think when you're in a military family, like, you got these strict parents that be like, and some people are like that, but my parents weren't really like that, like, where it was like every morning in bed had to be need and all that type of stuff. I mean, to a degree, you know, they made sure I was, you know, tidied up and stuff like that, but, you know, they weren't super strict people. And it was always me. You know, they wanted me to want something. You know, then that I think that's what made it more special. That's what made me who I am, not being forced to do anything, just making sure that it was what I valued. Now I remember a pivotal point in my life was seventh grade year. You know, I wasn't doing well in school, and you know, they didn't say anything to me about it. But I just came to them one day. I was like, I'm not gonna get a C ever again in my life. And then since that point, I was getting all A's. You know, and that just kind of said, you know, who type of person I was and the type of work ethic I had, and you know, my personal determination.
Had a chance to talk to Hubert Davis last night on Coach's radio show. Coach was out, and so Hubert filled in for him. And he talked really positively about you and about his relationship with you and how proud he was of you and kind of the growth that you've shown this year. I'd just be interested from your perspective, kind of your relationship with Coach Davis and how he's helped you.
Coach Davis, you know, he thinks the world of me, man. I think sometimes he thinks I'm better than what I think I am myself. You know, that's great coming from a coach. So, you know, me, like, I'm a worker, so, you know, he's a worker as well. And we know we both really love basketball, and I think, you know, we have a really good connection over that. I think what he appreciates is my desire to get better, regardless of the circumstance. You know, if I'm playing well, I'm still in the gym. If I'm not playing well, I'm in the gym. And I think he appreciates that, and, you know, he kind of sees some of that in himself as he was in college. And I think that's why he's so willing to work with me and help me get to where I want to be.
The last three games, obviously, there's been a difference in the output as far as what you've been able to do on a consistent level. Does it feel any different to you? I mean, is anything different happening while you're out there, or is it just the success level's been a little higher?
I mean, I think, you know, things are starting to slow down a little bit. I think I'm just letting the game come to me more. I don't think I'm trying to, ever since I blocked out all that, you know, social media talk, I think I've been able to just kind of focus on what's in front of me and, you know, not try to be so focused on trying to please other people, just kind of try to help the team the best way I can, just take what they give me. You know, if it's not there, it's not there, but if it is, it is. And, you know, each game I've just been trying to, you know, take a step at a time, let my confidence, you know, get back to where it was, and, you know, just keep producing, help the team win.
I want to ask you about a couple things your teammates said about you. Ryan McAdoo threw you under the bus the other day and said you play as much Fortnite as he does. Right. Is that accurate? How much Fortnite do you play?
That's not accurate. Ryan definitely plays a lot more than me. I do play, especially over winter break. I did play a lot because there's really nothing to do. But, you know, lately I haven't really been able to play like that. I've been, you know, focused on school and basketball. But, you know, Ryan definitely does play way more than me.
Okay. When we had Leaky on, he had never heard of Han Solo. Have you ever heard of Han Solo?
Han Solo. Yeah, I've heard of him. I don't even know what he is. What is that, a musician or something?
Have you heard of Star Wars? Like the
yeah,
movie?
Star
okay.
Wars.
Leaky had never even heard of the movie Star Wars.
That's impossible.
Yeah, that's what I
think,
we
too. Told him.
Like, I mean, I'm not like a huge Star Wars fan, but you at least would have heard of it, right?
That's impossible, yeah. I don't even understand how that's possible. He knows what Star Wars is.
Well, then he was lying.
Yeah, I
don't know. Okay, and now this. So I was watching a tape of one of the recent games, and they put up, like, your fun fact or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that I think, like, the only food you claim to know how to make was a certain kind of noodles.
Oh, ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen noodles.
So you pronounce it ramen.
Adam says ramen noodles. Have you ever heard anybody else in their life say ramen noodles?
I have heard people say ramen noodles.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You're not alone there.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay. Well, Nas and I are team ramen, though, so we're on there.
Yeah, ramen.
Okay. Well, okay, I feel a little better.
Your dad seems very active just in your life. I mean, I've seen him some online, and just what is your relationship like with your dad, and what's he mean to you?
Yeah, me and my dad are super close. You know, he means a lot to me. And I think, you know, mainly comes that because it's not a relationship based on basketball. Mm. You know, it's just a father and a son. And I think that's what makes it, you know, the most organic type of relationship, that regardless of how I'm playing or regardless of all that type of stuff, I know he's going to love me unconditionally. And, you know, I appreciate that. And especially, you know, in a world where, you know, so a lot of people don't have father figures, you know, that makes me even more appreciative of that.
Do you find it hard sometimes to be able to judge those, and I'm not with your dad, obviously, but judge relationships with other people of, hey, this person might just like me because they know that I'm good at basketball and hope to play at a high level one day?
Yeah, for sure. And that's the struggle. You know, not just that, like, you know, people see me around and they might think I'm, like, being, you know, people use this word, this term Hollywood, where, like, you feel like you're above everybody and you feel like you're better than everybody, so you don't want to talk to nobody or things like that. But, you know, you just got to be, you got to be careful who you know, who you mess with. You don't know anybody's intentions, you know, even with, you know, females, you don't know if they like you because they like you or if they like you because they think they see dollar signs. Like, it's hard, so you got to really be careful who you trust. And especially with people nowadays, they could be friendly, but, you know, I look at everybody, I feel like you're just trying to be friendly because, you know, you feel like you can gain something off of me. And it's hard to, it makes it hard to build, like, genuine friendships with people and genuine relationships.
Who are a couple of your friendships and genuine ones that you value?
Friendship-wise, I mean, I don't really have much friends. Like, I either consider you like a family or not, really. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... you know, the entire basketball team, I consider them like my family. I don't really consider them like a friend, you know. So, you know, that's the kind of relationship I have with all of them. And then guys like Daryl Harden, you know, Lee Loper, guys like that have been pivotal in my life. I consider them like my brothers, too, like, you know, and like secondary father figures, like things like that. I don't really just consider them a friend. So, yeah.
What benefit do you think there is, not just basketball-wise, but some of the stuff you're talking about now, that you've got Kobe and Leaky, who are kind of going through the same thing that you are?
Yeah, you know, especially us living together, it makes the people that you can talk to because they relate to you on a more, you know, serious type of level. You know, Kenny and Luke and Cam, you know, they're great leaders, but, you know, they've kind of, they've been playing longer. They're not necessarily going through the same kind of transitions that I'm going through. But Leaky and Kobe, they're going through the same things I'm going through every day in regards to, like, you know, how to try to balance school and basketball. Like, we don't, you know, we're all relatively new to that. And, you know, we all struggle with it at times. So, you know, just being able to kind of, you know, just knock on their doors and just talk to them about it really helps out.
What's your relationship like with Coach Williams? Why was Coach Williams somebody that you wanted to continue your basketball career with when you were making your decision?
Because, like I said, you know, I don't want anything to be promised to me. Like, I don't want anything to be just said you're going to get this when you get here, you know, because I feel like when people give you things, like, it can be taken away, but when you earn something, you know, it's yours to keep. You know, that's something I value. That's how I live my life. And, you know, he told me straight up, you know, even before I committed, like, you know, I'm not going to promise you minutes. I'm not going to promise you anything. So, you know, you get here, you're going to have to work. And, you know, the reason why I value that is because, you know, if I was in a situation where they're recruiting kids, I wouldn't want them to promise kids my spot neither. Like,
sure.
I would want that kid to have to outwork me for my spot.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it.
There's nothing like, come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, and then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit Combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.